Now what? I whispered to him.
We wait,
Knight said, stopping by the bar.
It won't take long.
I have to admit, the curiosity was killing me. All the vampires around me, most unregistered. How had they gone so long, lying and weaseling their way around the system? I thought the HVS was good at keeping track of them. Boy, was I wrong. Knight scratched at his chin and ordered a drink. The bartender shook the bottle and poured a dark-colored liquid.
You want anything?
Knight asked. Is it safe? I asked. Knight gave a slight nod. Whiskey on the rocks.
Whiskey on the rocks. Virgin,
Knight said to the bartender. Cute, I said. So do we just stand here or move around? I asked.
Moving will stir the pot,
Knight said with a shrug.
So, we stir.
I caught a small grin as he said this. I got the feeling I was the butt of a joke. I had never been in a room with so many vampires. It seemed to be wall-to-wall fangers everywhere. I expected to smell blood, a copper smell permeating the air, but it wasn't there. It held the same staleness that marked every bar and club. When was the last time you were here?
Some time ago,
Knight said. This seems like a fanger heaven, so why stop?
I just did,
Knight said as he sipped at his drink. We walked to the opposite side of the room. It was filled with small, half-moon-circled booths, padded with plush, ugly green colors. I thought I saw a couple in one making out, but it was a vampire feeding on a human. My instincts kicked in. I jumped forward. Knight's hand was on my arm before I even took more than a step. I had thought I was the only human, but clearly, I was wrong.
Let it go,
Knight whispered. It was hard to hear in all the noise in the room. His voice was low.
She is a willing participant. Nothing for you to be involved in or get killed over.